Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. Wait.
Deshaun, I am so sorry about this. But for whatever reason, we're just having the giggles. I'm sorry, you guys. We are on two times a week, Tuesdays from 7 to 8, Fridays from 3 to 4. You can sit here and go to our WordPress. We have the divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And we sit here and we blog about the shows. And you can go and go on to our blog anytime and download any archives. And they are free of charge. If you have any questions or comments or any insight, please go and email either Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We do goddess parties. You guys, we are a lot more professional than this. For whatever reason, have you ever had to where you just sit here and you start giggling for absolutely no reason? And then when Marie and I are in the same room, I just went off right there. So here I'm trying to be very professional about this, but we apologize for that so much, Dejan. So if you have any questions, you can go ahead and email us at, like I said, divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And it's all about bringing humor to the picture of, you know, our show is all about spirituality and the different facets of it.
And it's about bringing joy. And for some reason, the atmosphere in here got really light, and it's just, I think it's a perfect tone, perfect way to have our guests at ease and to start the show.
Yes, yes. Well, and first and foremost, we want to welcome our guest. Her name is Dejan Farrell. And you want to talk a little bit more about it, Marie? You know the information.
Well, Dejan is going to enlighten us about how to raise your vibration. She has a very active life and does a lot of different things. So welcome to the show, Dejan.
Hello,
Dejan.
Thank
you. I'm so excited to be here. Hi.
Hi. We so apologize for the beginning, but what a way to introduce about raising your vibration. What better way to raise vibration than with laughter?
Exactly.
Now, Dejan,
it's beautiful.
Yes, it is. Do you want to talk a little bit about yourself? Who is Dejan?
Oh, man. I don't even know. I think I'm still trying to figure that one out. But
We all are, right? Yeah.
Well, basically, I'm a graphic designer. If you want to, we'll go through the titles that I claim.
Okay.
So I'm a graphic designer. I also am a mind, body, spirit practitioner, and I'm starting to dive into some life coaching and that sort of thing. Teach classes on meditation and the power of positive thinking. And I'm also a photographer and a journalist and a soldier in the Minnesota Army National Guard and a mother.
Wow.
Okay.
That is a full load.
That's impressive. But you know what comes across? I have to just tell you this. You know what comes across from your voice? Is just pure, bubbly light.
Yes.
It really comes through strongly. So the work that you're doing is obviously working. So I know you have a lot of different things going on, and I know you kind of described yourself as having a crazy life. How did you learn to manage that?
Well, basically, I kind of got to the point where I was going through the motions in life, and the military is kind of a different environment, and I went to it for stability. I grew up, my mom was a shamanic practitioner, so I knew a little bit about this stuff, but didn't actually kind of learn how to practice it myself until after being in the military. And finding that they kind of want, and I've had beautiful experiences in the military, but I found that they wanted to medicate when you were stressed out. They just wanted to hand you something like a happy pill. And
yeah.
I didn't like the way that I felt on that. You know, I just felt like a zombie. And so I kind of tried to find other ways. So I started delving into things and reading more and learning more about meditation. And I decided, you know, I want to replace the medication with meditation. And then I do have that light kind of child side of me. And so although the meditation, you know, is great and I do it daily and I love it, it's bringing in, like you're saying, the joy and raising the vibration and the laughter into your life. And so kind of just going on the journey, figuring out how to do that in my daily life. And what I feel like my purpose here is to share that message with others.
Wow. Good grief. I did not know that part about you, that you came from that background with your mother being, you know, practicing the shamanic aspect of it. How cool is that?
It is really cool. We were, you know, at a young age, like, hugging trees, and we weren't allowed to have water guns because they were too violent. And so I went to basic training, and it was just like, oh, my gosh, they gave me a weapon, and they're having me aim at these targets, you know, and, like, aim for their mouth, aim for the heart. And I'm like, what? No. We were out in the field. I'll just tell a really quick story. We were out in the field, which is like out in the woods, and you're doing this army training, and they wanted us to dig these foxholes in the ground, and they said, okay, go ahead. It's got to be this deep, but there's these beautiful tree roots going to the ground. And I was like, no, I'm not going to cut into the tree roots for this silly, you know, it's just an exercise. Like, I'm not going to do that. And so my drill sergeant was like, grab it, you know, and he just started freaking out on me because I wouldn't cut the tree roots. So he made me sit in this foxhole for like 5 hours. And it was like, it was not deep at all, just to kind of like punish me. But I feel like I won in the end because I left the tree alone.
And good for you for standing up for what you believe in. Good for you that you didn't give in.
I did.
Good for you.
So it's been a balancing act my whole life.
I bet. You know, in the beginning you said that you were mind, body, and spirit practitioner. Did I get that correct?
Yes.
What exactly does that mean for those out there who are, this is completely new to them, who just straggle upon our Divine Goddess Radio blog talk? Believe it or not, we get a lot of people who have no idea what we're talking about. So how would you address this with somebody who is completely new to what's going on?
Okay, yeah, that's beautiful. The way that I kind of approach it is bringing in, so when I teach classes and everything, I talk about, obviously, the mind, body, and the spirit. So when you talk about the mind, appreciating our body and seeing it as a vehicle, I feel like, especially in the U.S., we have like a lot of unhealthy habits and a lot of unhealthy beliefs about our bodies, and that affects you on so many different levels. And so kind of practicing that self-love in the physical form, but then talking about the mind, I should have started with the mind, but talking about the mind and how the power of positive thinking, you know, can basically manifest, you can manifest your reality. So by, and this is, you know, you can go back and it's science, folks, like it's neuroplasticity is a thing. Like you can totally shift. You can wake up in the morning and stub your toe and go, all right, man, my day started out, I stubbed my toe, whoa, this sucks. Or you can be like, wow, okay, I'm awake now, this is going to be a beautiful day. And you can see the pattern following. So that's the mind portion of it. And then spirit, you know, that's just going within and knowing that we have all the answers and all the love and everything within us. And we don't need to search outside of ourselves. So teaching people how to trust their intuition and listen to it and realizing that we all have it, you know, that it's a tool that is accessible to everybody, but how do you harness it and quiet the mind? Not ignore the ego or anything, but just realize that it's there and have that awareness so that you can go, okay, ego, I named my ego Jack. So whenever he comes in and is like, you can't do that or you're not good enough, I'm like, all right, you throw Jack, and then I just carry on. So I try to teach those things in my classes, and that's where the mind, body, spirit comes together.
Wow, okay. So was there a certain event in your life that you just finally said, you know what, that's it, I have to do something or learn something to kind of shift my life, or is it something that just was a culmination or...
Yeah, I think that it was definitely, I was experiencing some PTSD and depression, anxiety, and I just felt like there has to be a better way, and I wasn't really sure what that meant, but I'm like, this isn't how life is supposed to be. Like, if, you know, we're down here and to learn and we're trying to expand, it shouldn't be so, like, tormenting. And I dealt with a lot of questioning, like, why I was here and what's my purpose. And kind of, in this, not to be morbid, but I was like, I don't want to be down here if this is what life is going to be like. I would rather just go up and play with the angels. So so I kind of had to get out of that mentality.
I hear you.
Okay, great. So I had to get out of that. And then I became a mother. And I feel like that also shifted my thinking because it was like, now I'm responsible for this little human. And, you know, I brought him into this world. And although he came through me, I have a responsibility for that portion of it. And so that also kicked in some different thoughts about, you just with the postpartum and all that, there were some things, and I'm like, and I was married, and I was living like what you would think was like, oh, she's got a good life, felt like just super complacent and kind of just going through the motions. I felt like a zombie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So, okay, so then how did you recognize that it was related to raising your vibration? Did you study, or did you, was it something that was intuition, or did you read about it?
I started to kind of, I knew that the people that I was surrounding myself with was part of the negative spiral I was kind of in, and not anything against them, but it was just, you know, even you have everybody just complaining about life. So I started to kind of look and reach out for different groups or classes, and I started to meet some, and they talked about Celebrate Your Life, which was happening in Chicago, and that was in 2012, and I had already started kind of trying to, all I knew growing up was the shaman side, and then I had a really religious family. So I was trying to look to scripture and all that, and that didn't just totally resonate with me. So then I started to look for other things, and that's when I went to Celebrate Your Life. And Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor talked about the human brain and the amygdala and how if you can harness that and accept it and use it for your good. So basically the amygdala is that flight or fight response, and you can take that first initial 60 seconds and decide how you want to manifest whatever that experience might be. So you have a breakup that you're going through, and people say, oh, I fell in love and my heart is broken. Well, all of that is what you're manifesting. And I realized you didn't fall in love. You know, like falling seems like so, I don't know, like you're falling, like you're going to hurt yourself. But, you know, you met somebody and you opened your heart to them, and what a beautiful experience that is. And it doesn't make it any less painful. But I just got sick of feeling like a victim. So I think that going to Celebrate Your Life and hearing her speak about that and how I could harness my thoughts and how I had the power to harness them, that just was, like, revolutionary for me. That was like, oh, the power is within me? Oh, awesome. That's great. Game on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Nice.
So are you still in the military? Do you apply this? Do you share this with those that you're around then? And do they embrace the way that you approach, you know, the mind, the body, spirit?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I feel like in the beginning I thought, when I started to kind of have this awakening, I thought, oh, I need to get out of the military because it's so different from now this path that I'm leading. And what I found was that the military was a platform for me and to talk about it with people. And I started a group called Operation Synergy where I brought in speakers and I also spoke. And I would frame these classes and I would say, we're going to talk about stress management. Because I knew if I said something about, like, raising your vibration that people would be like, what? Or, you know, they'd ignore it. So I actually got it to where they sent these mass emails out to the entire full-time force, which is, like, 500 to 600 soldiers and airmen in the state, and saying, here, she's teaching this class. And sometimes we would live stream it. And but I would just say stress management or time management or something like that. And then, but in there, I would, like, kind of, I don't want to say sneak, but, like, I would talk about this same, and more of the science side of it, because I would have privates, which are like brand new to the military, and then colonels who are, you know, seasoned service members and, you know, highly respectable and everything in the same room. And I thought, wow, this is great. And that's why the name Operation Synergy came about, because it was like, hey, we're all one. We're all in this together. And yes, the military likes us to divide us up by ranks, and it's kind of a function that we've gotten used to, but let's really work together as a team and stop just coming in and clocking in and droning on and on. So I do talk about it, and, you know, obviously you have to be careful of your audience, but I've kind of just realized that not to be disrespectful to the military, but I feel like I'm there for a purpose, and that is to speak the truth.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. It's called bringing the light to the military.
Yes, exactly. Instead of resisting the military, I was like, okay, I'm going to embrace this. And I kind of got myself into a position where I could approach people that had a lot of leadership and rank. And I actually approached the state. She's the top female. She's a command sergeant major. She's, like, really up there. And I approached her and was like, hey, I want to do this. What do you think? And I don't even know where that came from. It was totally guided through me, and I just showed up and said, hey, I want to do this, and she was like, I got your back, and so that's where it was born. And then now that's leading into I'm hosting a female retreat in August for veterans, for female veterans, and we'll be teaching, and I'm bringing in some Reiki practitioners and massage therapists and teaching classes and all that, and then also working with specifically females that have experienced military sexual trauma.
Wow.
That's great.
Good for you, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So, the million-dollar question, how do you raise your vibration?
Yes. Yay, right? This is the golden ticket, right?
Yep.
So, kind of, I think it starts, you know, with yourself, obviously. I mean, that's the foundation. So, what I've kind of envisioned, and I actually got this visual. I'm a very visual person, being that I'm a creative and everything. And I was listening to Carolyn Mace and Energy Anatomy, and she was talking about the chakras and how we connect to things. And some of it can even be childhood stuff and tribal stuff that we're hanging on to. And she described that as all being below the belt and like the bottom chakras, and how you needed to raise your vibration up into the heart space and the crown chakra. And I was like, oh, that feels good. That's a visual that I can hold on to. So I started envisioning myself like kind of this little light being, and all these electric outlets, like plugs, I should say, not outlets, but like plugs coming out of me, kind of like Medusa almost. And so they're all coming out of me. And when I wake up in the morning, for example, and if I start my day with meditation, so I rise, pee, meditate. That's my morning thing, and that works for me. You got to kind of find your own thing. But and then that starts me off on the right foot. So let's say that I wake up, and immediately I'm like, oh, I have that meeting to get to, or I got to remember to pack Logan's lunch, or whatever it might be. Logan's my son. But whatever it might be, you start to kind of get into that, like, mouse on the wheel. And and then it's hard to get off of that. So when you do that, you envision yourself plugging into that outlet. So if I wake up and start worrying about the traffic or the weather or whatever it might be, all these little, like, life little things, you're plugging your outlets, or you're plugging your plugs into each one of those outlets. So by the end of the day, you come home, and a lot of people just tune out. They either, like, they just come home, make dinner, they put the TV on, or whatever it might be, or maybe they take their kids to practice and they come home and then it's bedtime and whatever. But, like, we have to find that space and create that joy to bring ourselves back into that awareness of, like, who we really are. You're more than just, like, a mother. Like, that's a huge part of who you are, but you're more than that. Or you're more than just an employee at 3M or whatever. And what really are you here to do? So unplugging each one of those that really doesn't matter. For example, traffic, that's one that a lot of people plug into. I do it. I'm getting better at it. But practicing and realizing, and when I get frustrated with somebody, if they cut me off, I look at their license plate, and usually there's a number on there, and I see that as an angel number. So I have an angel number app, and I'll look up the number and whatever. So, like, that's my little trick to get out of that lower vibrational thinking and going, oh, this must be a message from the angels. Cool. Thanks, guy, for cutting me off. That's awesome. And seeing also that person as part of me and an extension of me. And whether he realizes it or not, that's none of my business. I just get to, like, remember that and be in that essence that we are all one.
Exactly.
I feel like I just rambled on and on.
It sounded, you articulated yourself very well, just so you know.
Okay.
I have a question. You did say that you do coaching, correct?
Yes.
So what would a coaching session look like with you?
Yeah, so my sessions, I like to focus on power, passion, and a plan. So we'll sit down basically, and I have a chart, and we fill it in, and it's colorful, and we assign colors to the different parts of our lives and see what areas that we might feel deficient in and what areas maybe I had a client, and he wanted to manifest a lot of money, but he had some blockages when it came to money. Like, he didn't want to be a person that centered himself around money. So we came to but then he realized that how many things could he do more, and how much more could he do serving his purpose if he had more abundance in his life. So basically we came to the conclusion that he needed to view, or he could choose to view money as an exchange of energy. and that that's all that it was, and that right now in this physical body, that that's how money is manifested, or, you know, it manifests itself, or energy, I should say, manifests itself in the form of money. So instead of looking at it as in being, like, greedy or anything like that, kind of healing that around that. And some people, it could be a body issue. So we look at breaking down kind of what's really going on here. And it's more than just an unhealthy relationship with food. What's behind that? And how do we get our mind, body, spirit all kind of on that same level and in alignment with each other? And then also bringing back that foundation of raising our vibration so that we can align ourselves with our true purpose.
You did an excellent job of bringing that around, because I should have asked a little bit more about the other one, but I was so curious with the, what does a coaching session look like with you? So I love that you finished up what you were saying from the beginning with the raising your vibration. So sounded absolutely wonderful on that one.
Awesome.
So what would you suggest people do? You know, I know you kind of went through what you do, but if somebody's listening and they're like, okay, you know, I want to take the first step to even doing one pivotal thing a day, what would you say? What suggestions do you give to people to help them start this this journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say definitely finding things that bring joy. Like, joy is the quickest and easiest way. I took my mind, body, spirit certification with Sunny Dawn Johnston, and when she said that, she brought about joy. And so it could just be finding ways that to bring laughter into your life. And when she said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's really easy. You could be having the worst day, but your a friend or a child, or maybe it's your animal, does something that makes you laugh, and immediately your vibration is raised, like that heaviness, mm-hmm. that weight. You know, and it's not necessarily ignoring your problems, but it's just finding those ways to lighten the load, because we're here. This is supposed to be fun. Like, we chose to be here. And, like, yes, things happen, and they're for a purpose, and they expand and help us grow. But, like, so for me, one of the things is with my son. He cracks me up, and it's spending time with him, actually, like, and Beth, you helped me with this, letting him decide what we were going to do. And so we have scheduled time together where he gets to choose the activity, and that takes all the pressure off of me, and then it gives him some empowerment. And maybe it's just even for me sometimes. I like just put on a song that makes me happy, like that happy song by Pharrell Williams. Like, you put that one on and you just dance. Like, this is the quickest, easiest way to, like, make yourself smile.
Exactly. And then you have this little old soul that lives in that house with you.
Yeah.
It's just like... What is he? He's 3 years old.
Three
going on 300.
Yeah.
That little the insight that comes from him. It's like, you know, I guess this would be a good way to transition into, do you work with kids also?
You know, it's funny because I keep getting pulling cards, and I keep getting messages that that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And what I'm kind of... what it looks like it's going to be, of course, we never really know how it'll turn out, but I'm hoping to open a co-working space and in the evenings have classes for children.
Good. So. Excellent.
And I also designed a set of children's affirmation cards with my son, and so we put together a deck of 33 cards, and he did the artwork on the front of them. He painted a little rainbow, and we put that on there. And so those are just affirmation cards you can pull with your children. And then they're assigned each. They have different colors. So, like, the blue one, for example, would be Archangel Michael. So all of those cards are related to protection. And then so they're kind of and if you don't know the angels, you can just pull a card, and they have great messages on them, too.
And he made all 33 of those pictures?
Well, he did the artwork on the back, which is just a rainbow. But we did was we sat down and I asked him what he would want children to know. I said, what do you want the children out there to know? And so we sat down and developed the actual affirmations together. And so he would say things like, you are kind and you are smart. And so they're very simple phrases and simple affirmations. And I know other people, like I have some friends that are psychiatrists, and they use them with their clients of all ages and stuff too. But they're designed for children.
Can you imagine, I mean, if everybody started out with their kids at a young age and taught them right away how to always have a high vibration, what the future of this planet could look like?
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
And
it's so simple.
I feel like
it's so simple.
Oh, it is so simple. And I feel like seeing my son when he goes to school and the way that he comes back and the I don't know, he just kind of, you can feel that energy on him, that heavy, like the rules and that you have to fall into this box and be like this to be considered a normal kid. And so it's really cool to kind of, like, he's taught me so much just by seeing the experiences that he's gone through just in the little time that he's been here.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
wow.
Yeah, that is, I mean, that is a, kind of an interesting topic too, you know, like you said, he goes to school and, you know, he probably doesn't fit in that box, but
mm-hmm.
I think he's light enough where he can kind of break through that and teach other
mm-hmm.
kids to be, you know, as open as he is.
I hate to say this, but I have yet, and I have years of experience with working with kids, I've yet to see a child, even an adult, who fits in that box. And the kids will break outside of that box, but they're meant to, you know, and they're the ones who are breaking down that academic paradigm, which I thought by now, after leaving the counseling field, that it would have broke down already. But, you know, it's interesting
mm-hmm.
to see that you see kids, a lot more kids are being homeschooled. A lot more kids are going to Montessori schools, or I see a lot of individuals that I worked with in the school system before I left who started up a new school, and they wanted to be able to specifically focus on these really gifted children. So it'll be interesting. There's a new school that's in the Minnesota area specifically that they want to really focus on the kids and their creativity. And so it'll be interesting to see how it turns out and how it ends up. So I wish them luck.
That's
and I would
so
love
great,
to see
yeah.
more and more schools like that.
It would, because I know when I was young and in school, I didn't fit any box. And I was always,
mm-hmm.
like, felt like not like the other kids. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just going through that, and you're not one of the popular ones because you don't fit any mold.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, and then you kind of lose, like, you just learn to, like, be quiet about it, and you kind of lose, like, your little light. Or you don't lose it, but it kind of gets dimmed, and then you have to remember it as you get older. Mm-hmm. But if kids could just shine their light bright all through, you know, the school
yeah.
years, what a beautiful thing that would be.
It would be. You know, and just because we're on this topic, and I'd like to be able to say this for anybody who's listening, it's so simple because I still work with kids, but I just work with them in a different way. It's reminding them you're a bright light. Don't ever let anybody dim it. And then some kids, the majority of kids will get what you mean by that. And some kids, you just have to explain it. Some people, you know, well, and you don't have to get into the detail. You want to use, you know, children's language, but you'll be amazed. And they just need those reminders, and you just see them like helium balloons being blown up because
mm.
somebody's recognizing who it is that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and,
yeah.
you know, and hopefully their kids are like, I never cared. I didn't really care what people thought about me. I just did my own thing. And, you know, I was lucky because I was able to just breeze through it, but I look back on it now and think, well, that I had my guides with me, breathing me through it.
That's good. That's good. Is there anything else, Dijon, that you would like people to know about you and what you're out there doing?
It's so hard because I always feel like I'm just kind of like this thing here. Like, I don't really feel like it's about me, you know. So it's hard to talk about myself. But I just really want people to kind of get this whole idea of living the life that they were meant to live and following their dreams and knowing that it's within them and everything, you know, that we experience is to expand ourselves. And we've signed up for it. So realizing that, you know, that pain is there, but like going, okay, I feel pain. Tinashe Desai, he says, it's just salty water. Cry it out. Just cry it out, get it out, and just flow through it. And I feel like being in the flow is the best place that we can be, you know, being in that present moment. And that's another way just to, like, raise that vibration and just truck on through, and you'll see miracles every day. Like, it's amazing once you get to that spot. It's almost like you feel like you're on a cloud.
Yeah, but, you know, I know there are people out there listening, and I know you've met people and we've met people that know that they're not happy and they know that there's something else,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
they want to explore it, but they're afraid, and that fear stops them. How do you,
mm-hmm.
how would you suggest to get rid of that fear, overcome that fear?
I think it was Marianne Williamson that said this. But it was basically, and I don't know the exact quote, but she basically described fear as just the lack of light. So we're all light beings. We all come from a place of love. So basically, if you have a fear, for me, one of my fears is not being good enough, or the fear of abandonment. So I replace that fear with love. And it's not that you have, the fear really isn't a thing. It's something that we make up in our minds, in our human minds. And so you just have to remember that fear is just a thing that really doesn't exist. It's just me kind of needing to tap back into myself and into that light and into that love space. And so however it might be, if it's a fear of, it's hard to say, but whatever that fear might be, just kind of counteracting it with those affirmations. And then by doing the meditation and kind of raising your vibration on a regular basis, it becomes second nature. Then when that fear steps into your mind, it doesn't even hold a space in your heart, because you're already up there, and it comes in and you're like, okay, I hear you. That's great, but I am enough, and I know that I'm enough. So there's really nowhere for you to be right now in my day, so goodbye, and you can just kind of dismiss it. It doesn't mean that it won't come back, but you just don't dwell in it, because you know that that's not who you are.
Exactly.
What would you suggest as a simple affirmation that people can start with?
I guess it's hard to say, but one thing that kind of guided me in the beginning was just knowing that I am right where I need to be in this moment, that I'm living in love and serving my purpose in this moment right now. The past, obviously you see it all over now. Even like Caribou Coffee has like these motivational things and Starbucks, but really believing that, the past came and it served its purpose, and I'm going to go ahead and release that. And the future, I can't control, so I'm not going to worry about that, because that's just a waste of energy. And right now is where I'm at, and I'm serving my purpose in this moment right now. And we might not know the hows and the whys and all of that, but that's okay. That's the beautiful thing about it, is we don't have to know the hows. We don't have to know the whys. That's where spirit comes in, and that's where our guides come in, and they help us take care of all those little details, and they say, just go and do your work and be, because you're serving your purpose in this moment right now.
Yeah, so basically living in the now and not in the past or in the future.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Right? That's like so liberating and so empowering, that if you can get to that point, everything seems like... I don't want to say easy, but it seems like I can handle this, because all I have to do is be right in this moment right now. That's all I'm responsible for.
Well, yeah, because I think, if people really take a minute to think about that and say, okay, if I live in the moment now, what happened to me a week ago or 10 years ago doesn't matter. It's already happened. It has no bearing on what I'm doing now. And what is going to happen a week or 10 years from now has no bearing on what I'm doing right now, so let me enjoy exactly this moment. And you're right, it's extremely liberating.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you don't enjoy what you're doing.
No. Not at all, because you get wrapped up in the details and the, what if I do this, what if it happens this way. That's another thing I think for people who get stuck in indecision is realizing and just believing and affirming there are no wrong decisions, because I'm guided. I am. And yes, this might be a more difficult path, but I'm choosing it for a reason, and it's serving its purpose. So it's better just to kind of go with, just go within. And that's where raising the vibration and learning how to listen within helps you, just to kind of move forward and have peace with the decisions that you're making.
And now, when you do you said you teach classes on meditations. Do you do a variety of different meditations that focus on certain things?
Yeah, it's dependent on the audience, because sometimes you have people, I'm holding a class next week, and there's going to be some children there. So, we'll kind of guide it to that, and it changes every time. Like, I'll be honest, I have slides, and I have kind of a curriculum that kind of guides me, but really I go with how everybody's feeling and kind of where they're at. And so one of them that we do is like a heart space meditation, where we learn, and you can actually, once you practice this, you can do it in like Target if you want. You can be in the grocery store and have somebody that, you know, kind of pulls at one of your little outlets, and you can just go right into this heart space, and it's just, it's super liberating and super kind of just tapping back into who you are. But so I'll teach ones that are like that, that are specific, but sometimes it's just a matter of, some people say, like, I don't know how to meditate, and I don't believe that. I believe, like, we all know how to meditate, but it's a matter of getting out of our head and, mm-hmm. and rewriting the script. So, so we do different kinds, but that heart space one seems to be the one that reaches a large audience, I guess.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. we have someone who's on the line. Do you want to see if they have a question for you?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to bring him in. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello? Oh, Stacy from Florida. Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, I'm from Florida.
Do you have a question for Dijon?
Yeah, just what they see, you know, if anyone's coming in soon into my love life or for dating anybody, what they see for the summer.
Oh, we're actually not doing intuitive readings tonight. Our guest is talking about ways to raise your vibration.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
That's okay. I'll put you back on hold if you want to continue to listen.
Okay, sure.
Okay, thanks.
You know, Dijon, I guess we should have asked if you wanted to do you do readings at all?
You know, that's something that I'm practicing, but and I do
you
it
want to practice
like
this
in my coaching sessions. Well, I
No.
Say,
she was not.
I should say I'd be in the flow, but I don't want to lead her wrong. Like, because in my coaching sessions, you kind of have an agreement together, and you have a kind of a sacred space set, so it's a little more comfortable for me in those.
No, okay.
But I wish her well
on
her love journey. I'm sure she's going to find somebody amazing soon.
That's a good response, Dijon. That is a wonderful response. So, Dijon, do you work with people? Do you work with people in person? Do you work with them on Skype? Do you go into businesses? Do you have a healing space? Do they come to you? How do you work with people?
Yeah, so all of the above. I have a space within my home, and I also can go to people. I do stuff via Skype as well, because a lot of the stuff I can send to them ahead of time to complete, and we kind of work through it that way. But then also, I teach at the Elk River, the community ed program. So we do some group stuff there, which is amazing and a really cool outlet. They actually approached me, which I was kind of shocked, because you look through their catalog and it's kind of more, I don't know, the classes are a little bit different. So it's kind of cool there to go and teach about the power of positive thinking. And the first class I did, one lady showed up and I was like, well, I guess we're going to have a really intimate discussion here, you know, so it was great. And then the next time she brought like five friends, and so it kind of grew from there. So I do that as well, and I am looking to kind of go into some businesses and do kind of like brown bag lunch topic kind of speaking and everything. But that's something that I'm in the process of manifesting. So we'll see where that leads.
You know, that was going to lead into the question.
That's exactly my question too. I was going to ask you, you know, since you were talking about the power of positive thinking. Can you kind of talk about how that, you know, I mean, that's actually manifesting, so how someone can do that and how powerful it is?
Yeah, okay, so this is great for me because recently, I'll just use a real-life experience, but I had a couple experiences that led me to, you know, go, okay, I need to step away from the full-time force and I just need to become 1 week in a month and focus kind of on this path. And it's been a challenge because in the military, then there's also the other side of it that almost felt like soul-sucking. So I was like, okay, I've got to figure this out. So I just believed. And I think that a lot of people that are in a job that they're unhappy in can sometimes get caught in that fear. And how do I, you know, I this is paying my bills and this and that. And I'm not saying that you just go and you just quit and be irresponsible, but you slowly just start to kind of manifest that, whether it be a new job or the finances coming from a different way. For me, I started doing screen printing and T-shirts and classes and affirmation cards, and all of a sudden everything just kind of started flowing, and that money is slowly being replaced from the military. And I still have challenges. Like, I still have weeks where I'm like, oh, crap, my car payment's coming up. And then I'm like, wait, I'm taken care of and I'm guided. So it's a constant kind of state of realizing that your thoughts have power. So if I think, oh, crap, where is my car payment going to come from, that's where I'm going to sit. And I'm going to muddle around in that and, like, sit in that mud all day or however long it takes. And then when my son comes and says, oh, Mom, hey, come watch me play with this thing or whatever, I'm going to be like, oh, I don't have time for that because I got to be worrying about this and blah, blah, blah. So I step out of that, and I still have to take the action steps to, you know, create the money in, you know, the physical form. But it's getting out of those thoughts and knowing that if you're serving good, that you will be provided for. And I don't know, I guess I don't really know how better to explain it. It's just believing and knowing.
I would think that your son would call you on it when he feels your thoughts going, Mommy, why are you worried about your car payment?
He does. He told me the other day, or just today actually, I was in a rush and I was like, we got to get going. And he always pretends like he doesn't know how to put his own shoes on. He's like, Mom, help me put my shoes on. I'm like, you know how to do it. You know how to do it. And so today I said, show me that you know how to do it. I don't believe you. And he goes, Mom, stop judging me. And I was like, he says stuff like that to me. And I'm like, oh, I guess, you know, I kind of am, because you're not, you know, on my time schedule. And here I am just saying, like, no, we got to hurry. So he does call me those things.
Oh, that is so funny. Now, does he ever come to, speaking of, because you said you do meditations, you've done them with kids before, is he ever a part of them?
Yes. We meditate every night before bedtime, because that's kind of his, like, he's taking a bath, and it's kind of a quiet, peaceful time. And I'll put his lotion on and kind of massage him. And so he actually has kind of created his own kind of mantras, I guess. So it's kind of fun to hear him, because I taught him one, Nada La Di, and so he would go Nada La Di, and so then he started going into his own little ones. And so he does his own, and obviously he's four, so sometimes it lasts 30 seconds and sometimes it lasts 5 minutes. But we do that every night, and then we talk about how, if you're in a situation at school and you're frustrated or whatever, and going to that space. And, you know, I worked it out with his teacher where he can have a chair there. And if he's frustrated, because he has some anxiety, and so he can actually go sit in the chair and he'll just say om. Like, he'll just sit there and close his eyes and say om. And so it's interesting, because as a parent, like, and as somebody who teaches this stuff, I want to teach him, you know, how to do it. And it's already within him. And that's what I mean by people, you know, saying, I don't know how to meditate. You do. Like, he's four, and he's just doing what comes natural to him. And I don't put restrictions or rules or anything. I just let him be. And it's really beautiful to watch.
Wow. I would think it would be. You know, have any of the schools invited you in to have them work with, you know, the kids at that level also?
You know, I haven't looked into that. I think every time I kind of go to the school side of things, it's always like you need to have, you know, certifications and degrees and that sort of thing. So, but I don't know. That doesn't mean it's a closed door. I haven't kind of found the open one yet.
You know, I'm just thinking of, you know, the positive talk, raising your vibrations. Man, just with the bullying that's going on right now, I'm talking like middle school and high school, man, that would just be a fabulous place to get into.
Yeah, well, and I've seen schools even bringing in people that teach about affirmations and yeah, and like you said, the bullying and kind of just being yourself, and there's definitely something to be said for that, you know?
Oh, yeah. And just with your background with the military and everything, kids would look at you differently, going, oh, you're not somebody just coming to your dog and the dog, you know. They would see it, and believe it or not, kids, they relate. So it would be like, wow, it can open up doors. And I'm not sitting here saying that that's what you need to do, but I was just curious if it's something that you had any experience with.
That's interesting.
Just put a little thought there.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome.
We have another caller. Do you want me to pop in and see if they have a question for you in regards to this topic?
Sure. Let's do
okay,
it.
Hold on a second. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling
Hi.
From?
Hi. This is actually Dan from Prescott.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dejan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I actually know Dejan, by the way. But
oh,
I had a couple of questions
cool.
for you. I'm listening to all of you ladies, and I thought, I'm calling in and I'm asking questions. So here I am. So, Dejan, I was jotting down some notes, and one of the things that I was wondering is, could you explain to the listeners what actually brings up your vibration? What happens there when you're bringing up your vibration? What is it all about?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Okay, so the way that I would best describe it is tapping into source and spirit and who you really are. So you're down here and there's all these details and what am I going to wear and what am I going to eat and all these little details because we have this human body and we're all encapsulated in it, but really we're these like huge, expansive, amazing souls. So what raising your vibration does is it taps you back into that. It's like, oh, wait, this is who I am. And it's almost like you're down in this human body and having this kind of like an identity crisis almost, because you know that you're more than just this skin and this flesh. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's giving you that direct link back. And some people, you know, it's like the prayer and, you know, they do that, or it might be, everybody has, you know, there's different ways that people do it, but it's all the same. It's all tapping you back into source, and we all have the ability to do it. It's like not a learned thing. It's remembering who we are and remembering that we have that power.
So what's the quickest way to raise your vibration? You were talking about you're in a store or whatever, and you see somebody, you know, and it's kind of negative over there. What's the quickest way to jump in or tap into your raise your vibration? Like, bam. What do you think that would
yeah.
be?
I would say there's a couple ways you could do it, but the things that work the best for me are affirmations and just kind of going back into that, recognizing them as another soul on this planet doing their work. And regardless of, for me, it was a person the other day. It was a little old lady, and she was writing a check. And I'm like, who writes checks anymore? I've got to go. I'm in a hurry. And I realized, like, wait, and you know, she's here doing her thing, and there's a purpose here, and I'm just going to, like, be, and I'm going to enjoy. So what I chose to do in that moment was think about the things I'm grateful for. And so I'm going through this list, like, I'm grateful for this, and like, the happy song for me comes in a lot, like music. I tap into music a lot. So it could be humming a song or thinking a song. And then and I smiled at her. Smiling. I feel like smiling is a huge, easy way. Like, if you're in Caribou and you're super impatient with the person in front of you and whatever, and you just smile at them, and it's such a, I don't know, it's I can't think of the right word, but it's contagious. You know, people rarely won't smile back.
Exactly. So when you do that and you're smiling at this person, are you helping, I would assume, you're helping to raise their vibration right there. And so you're both in kind of unison of raising each other. Very cool.
Definitely. Very cool. And then you're raising the vibration. This is getting a little bit deep here, but you're raising the vibration of the collective consciousness at that point. If everybody took responsibility for their energy that they bring into the world or into a room or whatever it might be, into their little car when they're driving down the highway, if everybody took responsibility for that, that would collectively raise the vibration of
everyone. Yeah. Wow, well, awesome.
Roger.
One last question, then I promise I'll let you go. And let you guys do what you're saying. But how do you stay in a higher vibration for longer periods of time? Because I would assume, okay, so you raise your vibration, you're smiling at people, you're connecting with people and stuff like that, but how do you stay in a higher vibration on a consistent basis?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that it's a matter of finding different ways to do it. So obviously you've just gone through heartbreak and you're feeling you know, just very low. Obviously, smiling at that point, you know, might not do the trick. So, you know, finding, like, those different things, and it might be just, I think we need to be gentle with ourselves and maybe go, okay, you know, I'm feeling this emotion right now. I'm going to be gentle with myself. I'm going to take a bath and take time and kind of process this. Sometimes, you know, everybody just wants, especially with Facebook and social media, we want to put on this happy face for everything and, like, look, life's great and yay. But I think we need to be gentle with ourselves and be gentle and gentle with others. So if you see that checking in with friends, and then you'll find that when you're low or you're feeling that, like, you're having a hard time tapping into that higher vibration, randomly you'll get a text message from somebody that's just like, hey, you seem kind of out of sorts. How are things going? And I know you've done that for me before.
So
the more that you tap in, you start to attract like people. And I say, I am a kind and loving person, and I surround myself with them because they're a mirror of who I am. And you'll start seeing your circles just being filled with these beautiful people that will help lift you up when you need it. And so, yeah, you're not always going to be able to totally just laugh it off and smile and dance it off, but those things help you.
Definitely help you
to get to that place. And then tapping into those things and for me, meditation is something that helps. Journaling is something that helps. Dancing, going out with my girlfriends and dancing will help me no matter what. I might still come home and dip into the Little Debbies, you know, or whatever, but, like, but I'm slowly working on, you know what I mean? And so just acknowledging where I am in this moment. Right now, in this moment, I'm on this awesome radio show with these beautiful people and having a great time. Tomorrow, something might happen. I don't know. But right now, I'm having a great time. So just recognizing where you are.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
I was taking notes, by the way, FYI. So that's awesome. Great. Hey, have a great day, all of you.
Hey,
take care.
Thank you so much for calling, and I'll put you back on hold, okay?
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Dan. Okay, bye-bye.
Dijon, that was absolutely wonderful. You said some stuff I can't remember specifically, but, man, did it shift me. And I'm in a really good space today, but it was a certain, it had to do with, you know, I'm the way that you can describe people and what you attract because they're a mirror of me. I've never said that before, and, boy, did that just ring true for me.
Well, that's true, too, and go one step deeper on what you said, too. As you are, you know, when people are awakening and they're going through the awakening process and then you're learning to shift your vibration and you're bringing in your group of people, as you start to ascend, you know, the group of people that comes to you, you're all raising at the same time.
Yep.
So, you know, it's, as you said, you want to make sure that you have like-minded people and you're mirroring what you're bringing into you.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah,
it is.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's great. I mean, great friend that you have that called in. He asked some wonderful questions.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a coach. He's a beautiful soul.
That's great. Yeah, very great energy. Great energy from
him.
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful.
You know, you said you do T-shirts. Do you have sayings on your T-shirts?
Yes, I do, actually. Interesting you bring that up, Beth. So I do.
Because
I am a graphic designer. I'm a graphic designer, so some of them are just sayings. Like, I have manifesting unicorns, which I think is beautiful, and it's a great conversation starter. If you're out and about, you'll just see people smiling, like, wait, what does that mean? It's great. But then I also have some. I actually have one that says raising your vibration, and it has a lotus on it, and it's kind of one of my more popular ones. What Would Love Say, which is actually an initiative that was started by Sunny Dawn Johnston, whatwouldlovesay.net, but basically it's asking that question. And so, you know, if you're in that fearful place or whatever it might be, or maybe you're having a confrontation, just saying, what would love say? Because that's like the pure source of who we are is love. So I do have a What Would Love Say shirt, and I have all those on my Etsy shop.
Wow. Okay, you said you're a graphic designer. So can somebody hire you out to do some graphic design for them?
Of course. I specialize in logo design, brand management, and even like the social media pieces of it, designing kind of the full brand package. So yeah, and I have, that's a separate site. So I have DejanSmiles.com, and then I have DejanBarrel.com, which is more the branding and marketing and logo side of the house.
Well, Marie and I just might have to come down to you sometime for the branding. I mean, you know, that's in our future, in our very near future. Mm-hmm. So,
we're
looking
down.
At. That's right. That's right. Oh God, you just have your little hands in quite a few things. A gifted little girl you are.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I'm working on streamlining some of my efforts, but yeah, I like to keep busy and keeps things interesting. That's for sure.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Do you have anything else that you wanted to let the listeners know?
What would a coaching session? How long would it last with you? Is that like an hour, hour and a half?
They are an hour.
Okay.
And then usually what I do is I like to do like at least three. Just because I kind of work on accountability, and so we meet the first time and we kind of digest what they're working on and what we're kind of trying to achieve, and then the next session, and so then they get some homework to work on, and the next session we do that, and it just kind of gives me some time to really kind of help them along and really actually coach them. So I try to start with at least three sessions, and they're all each an hour.
So does the price vary, or do you have a certain price on it?
I'm working on setting prices right now, actually.
cool
I'm actually
thing.
Working
That's
with
put
a...
me up.
Well, I do have prices listed on DejanSmiles.com, and I'm
okay.
working with a coach to kind of, because I'm actually going to be launching a program in August called The Lime Life, and it stands for Love, Inspire, Mindful, Empower. And so that will be kind of like the version of the coaching that's more group, and we'll have like a one-hour coaching call each week for the people that can't afford the one-on-one stuff. I do have prices on DejanFarrell.com that are set for now.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I have any other questions for you. Is there anything else that you feel that you need to get in before? Other than that.
I guess just, I don't know, I just really want to, if people have questions, I guess, if they have a specific, situation where they're like, hey, this is something that I'm actually dealing with, how would you this, or what are your suggestions with that, they can certainly reach out to me on DejanSmiles.com, and, definitely just, I don't know, I just kind of want to connect with people, and I'm available for that, or I'm on Facebook as well, you can reach out to me on there. And I'm here for you.
Awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we've got like 2 minutes left. I mean, this hour went really fast.
Yay. It wasn't that painful, right?
No. You did a fabulous. It was fabulous.
No,
fabulous.
It was good information. And I think anybody, who's starting on their path or is mm-hmm. questioning their path, I think this is a great thing for them to think about and, learn the technique of switching their thinking pattern around.
Mm. Do you do anything with the wounded warriors at all that are just coming
yes.
back home? And so are you doing a lot of work with that group of individuals?
I with the retreat, obviously, that is dealing with more specifically with females. But I've also spoken at Wounded Warrior Luncheon, and I talked about the same thing, manifesting your reality, and the big question was like, what is manifesting? So it was really cool to open that discussion amongst those people, and that was through the Wounded Warrior Project. So I am working in that, and hopefully we'll get to do more. That's one area that's really close to my heart.
Oh, good.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you. We loved your information, and have a great 4th.
Yes. Happy 4th of July.
Yes.
And say hello to Logan for me.
I will.
I will.
All right. Well, listeners, we'll catch you a week from tonight. We are taking the 4th off as it's a holiday, and you have a wonderful week, and we will catch you next Tuesday. Be safe.
And we send you love and light.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.